In this video, I want to give you a quick overview about using Facebook for marketing purposes. First of all, though, a bit of background about Facebook. Facebook is the granddaddy of social media sites. It was founded in 2004, and it was one of the first social media companies to float on the stock market. And Facebook's reach straddles the globe. In fact, most developed countries have access to Facebook, notable exceptions being the former Soviet countries where they use the Cyrillic alphabet, China, which of course doesn't like social media, particularly Facebook, all that much, and some countries in sub-Saharan Africa where they don't have very well-established internet or telecommunications networks. But for most of the world, North and South America, Europe, Middle East, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Australia, they are covered by Facebook and you can reach people in those countries through Facebook. Now, here's some facts about Facebook. Facebook is the second biggest website on the net. And if Facebook were a country, it would be one of the largest in the world. Facebook has 1.44 billion active monthly users, and at least 72% of users check in every month. And 680 million people use it every single day. So as you can see, it is a massive site with massive reach. Now, those users are not just active on Facebook. They're engaging and they're taking part. And they're sitting on the site for long periods of time. Now, this is pretty much the perfect storm for marketers looking for somewhere to access a large number of people. And it's good for both business-to-business and business-to-consumer communication. There are two ways of promoting your business, brand, product, or service on Facebook. The first way is organically via a Facebook page, and the second is via pay-per-click Facebook ads. And both should form part of any marketing strategy on Facebook. Let's look at organic traffic first. Creating a Facebook page is very similar to creating a profile page for yourself personally, and you have many of the same elements. You have information, you have a profile picture, and you have a cover image. And if we look here, you can see a Facebook page for a fictitious coffee shop. You can see that they've got their logo prominently displayed. They've got a nice background image. They've got their friends and fans. They've also got information about their locations. They've got videos. They've got photos. And they've also got likes. And likes are very important. Because you see, when somebody likes your post or page, all their friends on Facebook will know about it. And to them, this might seem almost as though that person, the person who's liked your page, is advocating your brand. And this is the social influence factor, because if you see that your friend has liked a company or a brand, you'll be much more inclined to like that brand yourself or to potentially trust them in future when you need their services. And this is powerful stuff. Facebook ads, on the other hand, work in a similar way to Google AdWords. And that is a pay-per-click or PPC method. And this works, as the name would imply, you pay for every click. So you pay a fee every time someone clicks on your ad. And the more you're prepared to pay, the more prominently and more often your ad gets shown. Unlike AdWords, though, Facebook ads let you define your audience strategically and with a very narrow focus. And this is because Facebook gives you access to huge amounts of information about each member. Users will typically share details such as their age, their profession, their hobbies, their interests, their marital status, their location, and a lot more. And this gives you the ability to pick exactly who you want to see your ads. Would you rather that your ads were seen by teenagers, or would you rather they were seen by women based in a specific city who were engaged? So, and this is going to depend on the sort of product. So let's say, for example, you are promoting a boy band that's aimed at teenagers. You would be able to drill down and make sure that your ad was only seen by teenagers and specifically by teenage girls. On the other hand, if you ran a bricks and mortar store selling wedding dresses, you would only want women who were engaged to view that ad and to click on it and to go to the page for your store. And with Facebook ads, you can do that. In both cases, you know, 40-year-old guys in another city really wouldn't be interested in either of these ads, so they wouldn't see them. Whereas if you were to have an ad on Google AdWords, for example, everybody who looks for that particular keyword when they're doing a search or goes to a page that's got Google AdSense on it that's similarly related would see it. And that those people or that guy would not really be interested in what you were selling. So that would be a waste of your money. But of course, when you've got Facebook, when you can drill down so that only specific people who are going to be interested in your product or in your service actually see that ad, then it's going to be a lot more productive. Facebook also lets you set goals for your ad. And the options they give you are fairly wide-ranging and comprehensive. And these include improving engagements of a post, getting more likes for your Facebook page, getting more clicks or leads for your website, getting more installs for a mobile or Facebook app, and promoting your event or offer. Now, this way, you drastically reduce the amount of people clicking on your ads who aren't likely to take the type of action that you want, and you ensure that all of your money is being spent on worthwhile and useful advertising. And Facebook ads work best when you combine them into a single broad strategy and maintain synergy with your other marketing activities too. So if you use Facebook ads in conjunction with a Facebook page to get more involvement, to get more likes, then the two can work together hand in hand. To create a page on Facebook, it's very simple. Simply log into Facebook, click on the Create a Page link, which you'll find down on the left-hand side of the page, and then you can choose the type of page that you want, depending on what you're making the page for. So it can be for a local business or place, company, organization or institution, brand or product, artist, band or public figure, entertainment, cause or community. So choose your category, click on the icon, and then follow the on-screen instructions. What the exact procedure is going to be is going to vary depending on the type of Facebook page that you're creating, but the on-screen instructions are fairly straightforward and comprehensive.